Amen.
Amen. So first we read John 8, chapter verses 28 and 29. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. So the key word in this message that God is giving us is, the Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Peter became afraid and began to sink. In that instance, we understand that God wants us to focus on Jesus, not on our existing situation. The same way, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God wanted those three believers to focus on God's word, which says, thou shalt not worship or bow down to any graven image. So, we have to be focused on Jesus, and we have to be focused on his word. John 8, chapter 30 to 32, Jesus speaks a very deep truth. As Jesus spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When we believe on the words of Jesus, we become believers. But when we continue in his word, we become disciples. And when we continue in this world and not look at our present situation, but keep looking at Jesus and his word, then he reveals to us the truth from his word. And because of that, we can overcome everything in this life. Because Jesus said in the book of Revelation, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Today there is a common fallacy in Christianity. Yes, I came to Jesus. I believe on his word, everything is over. But Jesus makes it very clear in John 8:30-32, the first step in becoming like Jesus, that is our standard, is to believe his word. The next step is to continue in his word. And as we continue in this word, we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So, how do we put this in practical perspective? So, I want to find out where Kroger is. So, I asked someone, and he says, okay, you go straight, you'll see a building with a red roof on it, make a left, go one block, Kroger will be on the right. So if I tell him, oh, thank you so much, I really appreciate it, and I believe what he says, and I park my car on the side of the street and don't move, well, that doesn't mean that my belief is bearing fruit. In order to continue in what I believe, he gave me directions for Kroger, I need to go to Kroger. So I have to continue. And then when I go to Kroger, I'll see all those awesome fruits and vegetables and things that I need. That's all Jesus is saying. It's not enough if you just listen to me and say, wow, that is awesome. You have to actually practice it. And when you practice it, you will get into a spiritual dimension in which you will overcome the enemy. That is why it says in the book, if we read book of Revelation chapter 12, it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Today the focus is on the blood of Jesus Christ, and it should be, because without the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no remission of sins. We will all be lost and we'll be burning in the lake of fire if Jesus hadn't shed his blood. But the reason Jesus shed his blood is so that not only will we believe His word and continue in His word, but we will practice His word and give testimony to His word. So when we get up in the church and give testimony, we have testimony time, when we testify saying, I was really concerned about something. When I was reading the word, the Lord spoke to me and told me, I am the Lord, the healer. I believed that word and I claimed that promise and Jesus healed me. I remember once when I was really sick and I said, my goodness, this is a terrible flu that I'm having. My stomach is upset. I feel dizzy. I have high fever. And then the Lord told me, you go ahead and rebuke all of that in the name of Jesus Christ, because I am the Lord, your healer. So if I had listened to Him and said, oh, wow, I believe in you, Lord. I know you can heal me. That is not taking you to the next level. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you shall be my disciple. So what did I do? I took the word and I said, okay, fever, cold, and stomach upset in my body. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get away from me. Because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. And when I said that, instantly, I realized that I had been healed. I was surprised that it was so simple. And that is why Jesus says in John 16:13, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all the truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Today, if someone asks Brother Max, hey, can we just go, to this river and have a swim? He's going to say, well, that sounds like a great idea. Let me pray and ask the Lord whether it's His will to go. And they're going to say, well, come on, Max. We're going to have fun. We're going to go to the river and it's going to be good. Max is going to say, I know it's good, but actually the Lord wanted me to spend time in Bible reading and prayer, because you know the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. So I really was thinking about doing the Lord's will and staying in prayer and spending some time in His presence, because there's lots of things happening at work and in my life. I just want some time with the Lord. And they say, well, you don't like us. You don't care about us. We are your friends. I'm sorry, guys. I have to listen to the Lord. And maybe you lost all your friends because they think, well, how does He know it's the Lord? You know, we haven't seen the Lord. We haven't heard His voice. But when the Spirit of God comes into us and abides in us, we know what is His will. John 7:38-39 says, He that believeth on Me, out of His belly shall flow rivers of living water. But here we come to the final point of this message that God is giving us. Why do we have to do the will of God? Isn't it enough to believe on Jesus? Oh yeah, I believe He rose again from the dead. He shed His blood. Is that all? Well, if that is all, it stops in John, the last book of John. Why is Acts, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, Peter, John, Jude, Revelation? Why is all that written? And why is everything written from Genesis to Malachi? If all that is needed is Jesus died for your sins, He shed His blood, well, why don't you just write that on the piece of paper? Why do we need 66 books of the Bible? Apostle Paul tells Timothy, but that ye may know, Timothy, that the word of God is able to make you wise unto eternal life. This is the owner's manual. We have believed in Christ. We have to continue in His word. And that's when the battle starts, when we continue in His word and try to do my will. Because Satan will try to discourage us when we do the will of the Lord. Now, there is a saying that if you just believe that Jesus died on the cross and He rose again from there, it's all over. You don't have to worry about His word. You don't have to obey His word. You can live any way you want. That's not what the Bible says. Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him. John 8:30-32. Did the Jews believe on him? Of course they did, because the word of God says the Jews believed on Jesus. Did they want to continue in the words of Jesus and become his disciples? No. Did they want to know the truth and be free because of the truth? No. They followed Jesus from a distance. So here's Peter. He's so scared that the Romans would crucify him like Jesus. And the Bible says Peter followed from a distance. There are a lot of people today in India, you know, they don't want to tell the government that they are Christians, because they are afraid that if they tell the government they are Christian, they'll get killed. They say they are Hindus or Muslims. And so they say that in the population of India, there's probably about 20-25% that are secret Christians. There is no such thing as a secret Christian. Of course, if you're in China, if they find out that you're a Christian, they'll chop your head. So with the communist government, you don't go on the street and say, "Hey guys, I'm a Christian." No, that's not how the early disciples did. They stayed in the catacombs in secret. But regardless, we are Christians. We need to testify that we are Christians. And a Christian is given, the word Christian is given to a person who doesn't just say, "I believe in Jesus, that he rose from the dead," but who obeys the word. So why do we have to obey the word? Why is Jesus telling those who believed on him, why is he not making it easy? Remember Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest unto your souls." And then Jesus tells his disciples, "He that is perfectly taught shall be as his master." So here's what Christianity is. We believe in Jesus Christ. We are given admission to the university. Now, we have to be taught from the word. John 16:13 says, "When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all the truth." He will guide, meaning he will tell us when it's wrong. He will chastise us when we don't listen to him. He will discipline us because he's a father. So that is why Jesus told those who believed on him, "If you continue in my word, you will know my truth, and the truth shall make you free." So why do we have to continue in his word? Why do we have to do the will of God? Number one, Jesus already said, "He that sent me is with me, because I always do those things that are pleasing to him." So if we do the will of God and continue in his word, we will have the confidence that God is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. The presence of Jesus is with us. That is number one. But what is more important than just having confidence that God is with us? Yes, that is very important, because the Bible tells us wherever Joseph went, God was with him and he prospered. But there is also a spiritual significance. It's not just getting exalted in this world like Joseph and getting raised to the right hand of Pharaoh. It is not talking about physical or financial prosperity, although the Bible says, "My God shall supply all you need." But why is it that we have to do the will of God? Why is it that we have to abide in God's word? Isn't it not enough to say, "I believed in Christ. His blood cleansed me. He rose from the dead." Here's what the Bible says. Remember, Jesus spoke to the believers and said, "If you continue in my word, you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Now Jesus is talking to the believers again. Matthew 7:21-25. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Wait a minute. these people are professing Christians. They are calling him Lord because they know he died for them, he shed his blood for them, and he rose from the dead. But Jesus is saying, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So what is the will of the Father? The will of the Father is to obey Jesus. And who is Jesus? Are we touching him? Are we seeing him physically? He was here 2,000 years back, but he's in the spirit. We cannot see him unless he reveals himself to us in a vision. Jesus is the Word of God. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. A lot of people say they believe in Jesus, but when you share the Word of God, they will say, well, let me think about it. So, do you believe in Jesus? Yeah, I believe in Jesus. Do you know that Jesus is the Word, the Holy Bible from cover to cover? You know, a lot of people come to talk to me, and they say they have a question. I put a condition. My answer will be from the 66 books of the Bible. If we want to continue this discussion, I'm willing to answer. However, you have to take this Bible in your hand and say before God, I solemnly confess before God that I believe this Bible from cover to cover, and I believe that it is the infallible Word of God. So I had one of my relatives came to me and they said, I have a question. And they said, okay, can you make this commitment in God's presence that you believe the Bible from cover to cover and it is not the word of man, but it is the infallible word of Almighty God spoken through the Spirit from Genesis to Revelation? And they said that. So they asked me a question and I gave them the answer from 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. They said, well, that's not God's word. That is Paul's opinion. I said, you liar. You just held the Bible in your hand. Well, I shouldn't have probably called them liar. But I should have left that to God because, you know, God is the righteous judge. But I got a little emotional. Sorry. But I said, well, you just said, held the Bible and said, I believe it from cover to cover. It's the infallible word, inspired word of Almighty God. And now you're saying 1 Corinthians is Paul's opinion. So, since you broke your word in 5 minutes, I don't think we have to continue this discussion because I don't trust you anymore. And they said, well, no. I said, nope, I don't need any explanation. You do not believe in God. You do not believe in the Bible. You do not believe in His Word. You've broken the commitment you made 5 minutes back. There is no need to have any further discussion with you. Bye. Kind of sounded rude, but maybe with more practice, I might get a little more refined, I guess. But the more you live with Jesus, the more yes and no, straight shot, we will be. Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Matthew 7, 21 to 25, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in thy name. Oh, wait a minute. You can't prophesy without being washed by the blood of Jesus, being receiving water baptism, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You can cast out devils. In thy name we cast out devils. We did wonderful works, meaning that we raised the dead. We did miracles. And then the sad part. And Jesus said to these people that believed that he died and rose again and used his name to do miracles. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Wait a minute, why don't you know us? We did all these miracles. We were testifying about you. You know, we got washed by their blood, baptized. Pastor James baptized me. And you know, when he laid his hands on me, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I was in the choir, you know, I'm a lead guitarist. I can play the keyboard, I can sing. I can play the trumpet. I have the power of healing, the gift of interpretation of tongues, and I can preach too. Wait a minute. I never knew you. What is this, Jesus? You worked through me. The gifts of the Holy Spirit were operating through me. And then Jesus said, depart from me. Wait a minute. Why do you say that Jesus is... Am I dreaming? Is this real? Am I going to wake up from this nightmare? He said, depart from me, all ye that work iniquity. Jesus didn't deny that they believed that he shed his blood for them. Jesus didn't deny that they had the Holy Spirit baptism. Jesus didn't deny that they were able to do the miracles. But Jesus denied that he knew them because he said, you work iniquity. What does it mean? Iniquity is saying that we know God and disrespecting his word. Like that other relative that I talked to, they said they believe the Bible from cover to cover, but then they think some epistles in the New Testament are Paul's opinion. And he was an apostle and he was writing this inspired by the Holy Spirit. And we are not even, I don't think there's anyone on this planet that is even close to the power of God and inspiration that Apostle Paul has. And people that call themselves Christians have the audacity to say it was Paul's opinion. This was Paul who said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And then Jesus goes on to say, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the book of Revelation says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to enter into the city and take part in the tree of life. And the rain descended and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Today, in many places, people say they know Jesus. They are chasing money. They are chasing worldly prosperity. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Why do you have to preach about financial prosperity? God said he will supply all our need. Why don't you preach about holiness, about rapture? Jesus said, lay not up your treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt. Because if you keep your treasures and keep your focus on it, then your focus will not be on heaven. He did not say it is wrong to be rich. He did not say it is wrong to be a billionaire. In fact, some of the saints in the New Testament were very rich. And in the Old Testament too. Solomon was the richest man in the Old Testament. There were many people in the New Testament that were extremely rich. And they used all their riches for God's kingdom, to build the church, for evangelism. And the more they gave for God, the more God blessed them. They say that Colgate, the toothpaste manufacturer, he was a homeless person. He was taught to give tithe to God. And when God blessed him and gave him a brand name, he used to give 90% to God's ministry and he used to live off 10%. So God supplies all our need. But our focus, as we see in Psalm chapter 1, but his delight is in the word of the Lord, and in his word he meditateth day and night. I don't understand how people can live a life and assemble their life without the owner's manual. Well, they got something from Walmart. They say, no, I don't have to read the instruction. I believe it. I believe that this is a good product. Oh, I got my receipt. I got my warranty. I believe it. I like it. It's made in USA. I love it.
No, don't have to read the manual. And then your wife asks you, wait a minute, John, what are you doing there? That leg is supposed to be supporting the table. How am I going to put the foot on the table? All I see is three legs pointing upwards and one leg pointing downwards. Why don't you read the manual? And John learned that the owner's manual is for our benefit. So when you read the owner's manual and you assemble the table at least a few times, that time you don't have to read the manual, because now you got the manual in the heart. And that's why King David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. How did Jesus live a pure life? He told the devil, it is written. How did he know it is written? Because he read it. And he said his father taught him. And they said, how does he know words when he's not been to school? It is written. The devil fled from him. When we face challenges in our life, the book of Peter tells us, unto us are given divine promises, by these promises that we might overcome. There is chaos happening in USA and all over the world, but we have the promises of God. We will overcome. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has given us the victory. We don't need to get worried. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? 66 book of the Bible, a million verses. What if I miss one? The Bible tells us, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If we are in the Spirit, Romans 8 says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. I've noticed many times when I want to do something, I ask the Lord. And when the Lord speaks to me, it is from His word. He tells me, my son Daniel, I do not want you to do that, because here's the reference in the Bible. Yeah, the ways of man are right in his own eyes, but they are the ways of death. But my word says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You're saying, if I don't do it myself, it will never happen. But the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So my son, if you try to fix your problem, you're intelligent. You got a PhD, you're a Nobel laureate. You know how to build a submarine in a month. But this one is a spiritual thing. You don't know the future. If you try to fix it yourself and go forward in your own strength, you're going to lose the battle. You'll become weary. You will give up and you'll end up in depression. That is why the Bible says, the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, read His word and wait on His word and do according to His word, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That is why Revelation 12 says, they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb. Without being washed by the blood, we cannot even use the word of God. We are already in hell without the blood of Jesus. But the blood of Jesus made us believers. Now that we are believers, we have to become disciples. And to become disciples, we have to continue in His word. And when we continue in His word, God will reveal His word. Some people say, Lord, can you tell me, what I should do about this situation? And Jesus says, well, Daniel, my son, 10 years back, you were sitting in front of the first step. I told you what you need to do. Why are you asking me about step 7? You haven't even taken the first step. I've been shining this flashlight for the last 10 years so you can see the first step and take it. You haven't taken the first step, Daniel. You want to ask me about the 7th one. Take the first step, my son, and then I will shine the light on the 2nd step. That's the word of God. When we start reading the word of God and obeying it, then God will start revealing more secrets and more truths from the word of God. One day I was asked to teach about the second coming, and I was preaching about the 7th angel. shall sound the trumpet. And a sister in the church lifted up her hand and said, Pastor, you're talking about the seventh trumpet. What about the first six trumpets? Why aren't you talking about that? I said, well, God told me only to talk about the seventh trumpet because he told me there are some people here who don't believe my word, and I'm not going to teach them about the first six trumpets until they obey me. So I said, Sister, I'm sorry I have to say this in front of the church, but the Holy Spirit is telling me that you have to get right with God. You have to start obeying him, because God is refusing to allow me to tell you about the other six trumpets. So the seventh trumpet, and then the rapture takes place. We'll be in glory. So let's obey him so he will tell us what is the book of Revelation. A lot of people are trying to understand the book of Revelation with their own head. And like a parrot, they are telling what everybody else said. You cannot understand the book of Revelation just by reading and analyzing. The book of Revelation is locked. The book of Daniel is locked. The angel told Daniel, Daniel, many shall be purified and made white and tried, and the wise shall understand. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible says faith cometh with hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We are believers. Yes, we are believers. But it is not enough to have that mustard seed that is in the ground that sprouted out into a small little plant. We have to grow up to be a tree. We have to become a plant, and we have to grow up to be a tree. And for that, we have to hear. That's why he that heareth shall increase his faith. And that's why in the book of Revelation, first chapter, it says, blessed is he that heareth, blessed is he that keepeth those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. The easiest way to keep the word of God is to be in the Spirit and ask the Lord to teach us from his word. Martha was so busy. She had to cook. She had to take care of Jesus. She had to clean. Mary wasn't helping her. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Martha said, why didn't you ask her to come? I'm a believer too, but I've got to cook, or you guys will go hungry. I'm sure Jesus smiled. I'm the one who created food. But Martha didn't know that. And he said, Mary has chosen the right thing, and that will not be taken away from her. Problems in life, challenges, darkness, so many things will come to us. If God doesn't speak to us audibly or appear to us physically, we have the Word of God, the 66 books of the Bible. We have to take the Bible, kneel down before God and say, Holy Spirit, shine the light on your word. There is no point in running after people and, you know, because that guy knows a little more about the word. If we kneel down in God's presence, God will speak to us. Of course, the Bible says God has placed in the church first apostles, secondly prophets, pastors and teachers, evangelists, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ, till we all become to the level of the stature of Christ. So definitely God has gifts in the church, and it is important for pastors, for prophets, and we learn things that the Holy Spirit may not tell us in our personal prayer or Bible reading, and that's all for the glory of God. So my Father hath not left me, because I always do those things that please him. The word of God is a mirror. We haven't become like Jesus. We will be corrected, but the correction will be from the word of God. And the more and more and more we read the word of God and ask God for grace to obey it, God will teach us. He will purify us. Many shall be made purified and white and tried, and the wise shall understand. So as we are doing the will of God, God will begin to reveal to us who is the Antichrist, what is happening, why all the denominations are going after the Antichrist. Why? Because the Antichrist, who is a minister of the enemy, will do great signs and wonders. Everything that is in Mark 16:16, he will do. And he will even use the name of Jesus. He will bring fire from heaven. But when he has the whole world under his control, then he will say, oh no, I am Jesus. Now everyone has to worship me. But those who have practiced their life in doing according to the word of God will look at the word of God and say, well, the Bible told us very clearly, as the lightning shineth in the east and lighteth up the west, the Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So this guy suddenly appeared in Rome. He's from the city of seven hills. He's saying he's Jesus, and he is true and the Bible is not. And we just misunderstood it. No, he's a crook. He's an antichrist. But the whole world is going to follow him. Even those who call themselves Christians are going to be deceived. But the Bible says, but the elect will not be deceived. We are the elect. We are the church of the living God. Let us continue to abide in his word and be his disciples. And we will know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. May the Lord bless these words, and may the Lord strengthen us, and may the Lord give us the grace to understand that respecting the word of God is the same thing as respecting Jesus, the word of God. Believing the word of God is the same thing as believing Jesus Christ. Continuing in the word of God is the same thing as continuing in his word. That's why Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you shall be my disciples. The branch that does not abide in the vine, which is Jesus, the Holy Bible, that branch will be taken out, and Jesus said, thrown in the fire. Jesus has high standards. If we go to him and say, oh, I believed in your blood, I believe in your resurrection. Yeah, my life was not that good. I did all this stuff. I was on drugs and did all kinds of stuff. But I believed your precious blood. But Jesus said, well, you were doing that until the end. There was no change in your life. You didn't continue in my word. The Bible said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, that was in the Old Testament. Well, the New Testament is higher standards. If you look at a woman to lust after he committed adultery, did you read my word? So how come you're saying you believed in Jesus? I gave you the Holy Bible. That is Jesus. That is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word of God, the Holy Bible, has been given to us with the omniscient, omnipotent, and everlasting power of God. That is why many times when I had to cast out devils in the name of Jesus, I took my Bible with me. And Jesus said, as you're going to her, remember that you have the word of God in your hand. So tell the people around her to hold her, because she's going to crash to the floor. And I'm glad I told them, because she would have crashed to the floor and broken her bones. And as I took the Bible and said, this is the Bible, this is the eternal word of God, and according to this chapter in the Bible, God has given us authority in the name of Jesus Christ. So we rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. And I showed the devil the Bible, and the demons went out of them. It is through the word of God we get our authority. It is through the word of God, Paul told Timothy, that you'll become wise to salvation. May the word of God guide us. May the owner's manual turn us into the image of Christ. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.